Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Vav. We left off on the very top of Daf Vav Amar Aleph. We were in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara had said that a treifa, we have quoted a brisa that said that we know that a treifa cannot be brought as a korban based on a pasuk. So the Gemara said, why do I need a pasuk to tell me a treifa cannot be brought as a korban? It's a kal v'chomer that a treifa cannot be brought as a korban. Because after all, a balmum is mutzu lehedyot and still cannot be brought as a korban. So a treifa, which is also lehedyot, all the more so, cannot be brought as a korban. So yesterday we started going through five or six different things where we tried to show not everything that is also a hedyot is necessarily also a karban. This kal v'chomer doesn't necessarily work. There are lots of things that are also a hedyot and yet are mutra l'gavoa. Shatnis is also a hedyot, but you're allowed to have big day kuna. Shabbos, a hedyot's not allowed to violate Shabbos, but we bring karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. We have a whole list of things that are also a hedyot. And then we tried to show why none of those are necessarily a proof. None of the examples that we gave are really a proof, and therefore we're back stuck with our question that I don't need a pasuk to tell me that treifa is pasul lekarban. It should be understood based on the kal v'chomer. So now we're going to, in the first part of today's daf, we're going to have several other attempts to try to show that the pasuk is necessary because the kal v'chomer is flawed. We would not be able to learn from a kal v'chomer of balmum that a treifa is necessarily pasul lekarban. Then the Gemara is going to show us that in fact we don't only have one pasuk that tells us that you can't bring a treifa as a korban. We have three psukim that tell us that a treifa cannot be used as a korban. So the Gemara is going to try to work out why it is that we need three psukim to tell me the same din that a treifa cannot be brought as a korban. Then we're going to hit a Mishnah on the bottom of Vav Amar Aleph, which is going to tell us that there are a number of psulim, of people who are pasul to do the kmitza, and in all of those cases, there seems to be a machlokas between the Tanakama and Ben Seira, what if you did it? What if someone who's not a Kohen did the Kemitza? What if you did the Kemitza with your left hand? What if, all of these things that normally pasul a Kemitza, is there any way to rectify it afterwards? Where Ben Seira says, sure, just put the Kometz back in and do it again and do a new Kemitza. Whereas the Tanakhama says, no, it's absolutely pasul if you did it. Now, in the Mishnah, Ben Seira only argues and says that you can redo it if you did the Kemitza small, if you did it with your left hand, not by all of the other psulim, but the Gemara is going to show that Ben Becerra would the same machlokas would apply by all of the other psulim as well. Now on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to quote a shita of Rav, where Rav says, "I have a great chiddush. If a zar does kmitza, if someone who's not a kohen does kmitza, yachzir, he could put it back and do a new kmitza. Have a kohen do a new kmitza." So the Gemara is going to try to work out what exactly is the chiddush of Rav. That is exactly the shita of Ben Becerra in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Ben Becerra says that if you did a kmitza incorrectly, put back the kometz, do over. What's Rav teaching me when he says, oh, if a zar does the kmitza, you put it back and a do over? So the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of what exactly the chiddush of Rav is. So let's begin. We're holding Dav Vav Amar Aleph, very top of the page, Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi. And again, what we're trying to accomplish over here is the Brisa had said that there is a pasuk that teaches us that a treifa cannot be brought as a karban. The Gemara had asked, why do I need a pasuk? It should be a simple kal v'chomer. If a balmum, which is kosher for a hedyot, is pasul the gavoa, then a treifa, which is pasul a hedyot, all the more so, should be pasul the gavoa. So the Gemara says, you can't bring a raya from balmum. Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi Amar, Mishum Dika Lememer Lehadr Dina V'teisi B'mehatzad. Maybe we can prove from a tzad hashava between two different examples that not everything that is pasul legavoa is also pasul lehedyot. I mean, we gave five or six different examples yesterday, and we showed that none of them are a good proof in their own right. But maybe if we start mixing and matching, we start combining some of the examples that we gave yesterday of things that are no good lehedyot, but yet are okay legavoa, maybe then we'll be able to see that that the kal v'chomer is flawed, and that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a treifa cannot be brought as a carbon. Why? What can we combine? Well, mala malika shekem kedushasa osarta. We tried to prove from malika. Look, if I do a malika on a bird now here, I cannot eat that bird. It's a nevela, and yet when you do a malika on a bird in the mikdash, it does work. It's kasher l'gava. So he said, no, you can't learn from malika because malika is different. Kedushasa osarta. What makes it asur? What makes it a nevela is the very thing that is makdashit, the malika. So says Gemara, but that's not necessarily a proof because chelev and dam yochichu. Chelev and dam are also brought on the mizbeach, and they do not become kadosh through the their iser. Their meaning the what makes the bird a nevela is the malika. Chelev and dam are asur even without any act of kedusha that's done on them. So, but we can't learn from chelev and dam because which you'd be tempted to learn from chelev and dam on their own also, and that we suggested yesterday that after all. Chelev v'dam are usher for a hediot, but chelev v'dam are brought in the mizbeach. It's mutar l'gva. No, mal chelev v'dam shekein ba'im michlal heter. Chelev v'dam come from a context of a larger animal, and the whole animal is mutar. Whereas treifa, the whole thing is a treifa. The whole animal is not okay. Well, malika tochiach. You see by malika that the whole animal is not okay, and yet we still say that which is usher lahediot is mutar l'gva. So the Chazra didn't. Between this combination of Malika and Chelev Adam, we could say, Lo Rizek Rizev. The Chumras of each are not like the Chumras of the other. Hatzada Shavish Ben, what do they have in common? Sha'asurin Lehediot, both Chelev Adam and Malika are things that a Hediot cannot do. A Hediot cannot eat Chelev, cannot eat Dam, cannot eat a bird that had a Malika, and yet, Umutarin Legavoa, and they're all Mutar Legavoa. So, and therefore, had I not had a pasuk, I would have logically said that a treifa, which is asur lehediot, nevertheless could still be mutar l'gava, could still be used as a karban, and that's why I need a pasuk. So that's the reason that I can't just learn from a kal v'chomer from balmum that treifa, of course, is pasul for a karban because it's even pasul for an individual for a hediot to use. No such kal v'chomer, because logically we could have suggested that even things that are usur lehediot nevertheless are mutar l'gavoa. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that treifa is usur l'gavoa. Says the Gemara, but the tzad hashava is not so stark either, because malah tzad hashava shebehen shekein mitzvasa bekach. We keep coming back to that you know, when it's mitzvasa bekach, when that's the way you're supposed to do the avodah, that's what we said about Shabbos, that's what we said about Shatnez, right? Why is it that those are not good examples of things that are asur lehediot mutar l'gavoa? Because you have a mitzvah to bring karbanos on Shabbos. Because kohanim can only do the avoda when they're wearing shatnis. They can only do the avoda when they're wearing big day kuhuna. So if that's the nature of the mitzvah, it becomes the mitzvah. So it's not something that you could use as an example of asur l'gavoa and mutar lehediot. It's not mutar l'gavoa. It's mitzvah l'gavoa. That's the very way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be done. That's what it's meant for. It's a mitzvah l'gavoa, not mutar l'gavoa. There is a comment. The Levush writes that let's say you have an esrog hamorkav. So Levush says you're not allowed to use an esrog hamorkav for dalad minim. That there's an issue of using esrog hamorkav for dalad minim. Why? That we know that you're not allowed to use an esrog. But why? What's the reason? So a little different than we probably would have thought. So Levush says shenevda bo avera, because someone violated an avera if you have an esrog hamorkav. What did you do? You grafted an esrog and a lemon together. So someone did that. Someone did an avera. You're not allowed to be markav ilanos min b'she'en omino to mix two unlike kinds together. So that's why it apostles the esrogim. And even though they're mutar ba'achila, meaning there are lots of fruits that you could go buy in the store that were a product of some sort of harkava in order to perfect the fruit, in order to, you know, take away seeds or whatever else that they want to do to accomplish, to create a certain taste. But that's for a hediot, it's mutar. You're allowed to go buy it to eat it, you know, in your kitchen. But legavoa, to use it for a mitzvah, no, we're not going to allow such a thing. Like we find by a behemas klayim, it's mutzla achila, but you're not allowed to bring it as a korban because it's considered ma'us legavoa. And he says, what if a guy did the harkava? So that no one did an avera, a guy did it. So he says, the Levush writes, yeah, but there's a sheet of Masech Sanhedrin that b'nei Noach are also mitzuva baharkava. So it's still that an avera, we still consider it to be ma'us legavoa because an avera was done. So the Nachlas Yaakov asks on the Levush that in our sugya we see that there's no such thing as something the Gemara tries to suggest. There's nothing that's asul hadyot umutul gavoa, right? The Gemara keeps trying to come up with examples. What about Shabbos? What about Klai? But it keeps rejecting every example. It keeps saying each example is an exception. That the rule seems to still be intact. That there's nothing that's going to be mutul hadyot and that's going to be asul hadyot and mutul gavoa. But according to the Levush, a mitzvah that is considered tzorach kavoa, l'chora there are isurim that are asul hadyot and l'tzorach mitzvah they're mutter. Meaning so if that's the case, that based on the Gemara Masech Shabbos, Gemara tells us that asay docha lo saseh when it's ef shalakayim shneim when it's impossible to do the mitzvah without violating the law. So the iser you're not allowed to do l'tzorach hadyot whenever you have asay docha lo saseh. You're not allowed to do that avera l'tzorach hadyot, but because there's a mitzvah saseh l'tzorach kavoa, so that we would say it's considered you're allowed to do it all of a sudden. So here you have something that's also l'hadyot, and yet it's mutter l'gavoa. So the Minchas Elazar suggests that when naseh is doch lo saseh, because yev shalakayim shneim, that's called mitzvah sabekach, meaning that is the mitzvah. That would be exactly what the Gemara is referring to. You don't say, oh well, I'm not allowed to do the avera of shatnes, but if I the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis on this beged is by having shatnez, so then I'm allowed to do the aver of shatnez. Why? Because a hedyot's not allowed to do the aver of shatnez, but for l'tzorach mitzvah, l'gavoa, I'm allowed to do. He says, that's not the alam, that's not the way to say it, says Minchas Lazar. The reason I'm allowed to put shatnez in my tzitzis is because mitzvah sabakach. If I have a beged that's made of pishtim, the only way to put tzitzis on a beged is to use tcheles, which has to be made of tzemer. So there's going to be that's mitzvah sabakach. That's exactly what the Gemara is suggesting. Happens to be Magen Avraham says the whole reason that we're giving for Nesrug and Murkav being possible is a strange reason. To suggest that the reason that it's possible is because someone did an avera with it, there's a much more fundamental reason that a Nesrug and Murkav is possible, and that is that the Torah requires that you use an Esrug, not that you use something that looks like an Esrug, approximates an Esrug, is related to an Esrug. You know, that's not the pashtos of the whole discussion. But this idea of mitzvah sabakach comes up in that context as well. Okay, so now the last one line, Ella, about 10 lines into the page. Ella Amar Ravashi, Mishum de'ika le'meimer me'ikara de'dina pircha. Ravashi says, well, what's the whole basis of our limud over here? We wanted to say a kal v'chomer, that if a balmum, which is mutter lehedyot, then nevertheless is asu l'gavoa, so then kal v'chomer, a treifa. The whole basis of the kal v'chomer is flawed. Meicha k'maisla mi balmum, what, you bring a raya from balmum, mal balmum, shekein asubo makriven k'kraven. Balmum is an unusual halacha, it's an exceptional halacha. Balmum is the only halacha where we find that the people bringing the karban have the same din as the karban itself. Just like the karban itself can't be a balmum, the people bringing it can't be a balmum. So you can't use balmum as a basis of any kal v'chomer, because balmum is such an unusual halacha. If you look at Rashi, makriven k'kraven, dimum pasul b'kohen, kimo b'zevach. Mum is a psul in a kohen, just like it is in the karban. Aval treifas, lo pasul b'kohanim. A kohen that's a treifa is allowed to bring a karban, he's allowed to do the avoda. Ditanam b'chores barak mum and elu ve'elu k'sherin ba'adam psulin b'behema. Amongst the list of things that are kosher in the person but are psul in the behema, also vespino, utrefa v'yotzei dofen. So lahachi yisrich krad. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a trefa cannot be brought as a karban, because a balmum is a stronger psul in that it applies even to the guy being makrevit. So a trefa is a weaker psul, only applies to the animal, doesn't apply to the guy being makrevit. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me a trefa can't be brought as a karban. I cannot rely on the kal v'chomer from balmum. Well, you know, there are other psulim that don't apply to the person bringing it, and nevertheless are mutter lehedyot and asa l'gvala, shalo asa yotze dofen, is, you know, you have a kohen that's born with a C-section. So what, you can say he's not allowed to do the avoda? He's absolutely allowed to do the avoda. But the animal that's yotze dofen is possible as a car. So shalo asa ba makriv and kekraven, we don't treat the makriv like that which is being nikrav, and nevertheless, mutter lehedyot v'asa l'gvala. There's an example of something that's mutter for a hadyoti. If you want to shecht an animal to yotzei dofen, have it for dinner tonight, gezunta, there's nothing wrong with it. You're just not allowed to bring it as a karban. So what we're essentially saying is, okay, so forget that we used balmum as the basis of the kal v'chomer, use yotzei dofen as the basis of the kal v'chomer. But either way, I shouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that trefa can't be brought as a karban, because I should have been able to say as follows: a yotzei dofen, I'm allowed to have lehedyot, and yet is pasul l'gavoa. So a trefa, which even a hedyot's not allowed to have. I'm not allowed to have a trefa for dinner tonight. So kal v'chomer is going to be pasul l'gavoa. So that should have been the kal v'chomer. I shouldn't need a pasuk. Says Gemara, no, yotzei dofen is also different. Mal yotzei dofen shekin eno kadosh b'bechora. Yotzei dofen doesn't have kedushas bechor. It doesn't have the status of a bechor. So it's not quite on the level. A trefa and a balmum can have kedushas bechor. Balmum yochiach, says Gemara, yeah, but you see by a balmum that it can have kedushas bechor, and so the fact that it has kedushas bechor is not what disqualifies it from being used for this kal v'chomer. So, meaning, it's not the cause of it being asur l'gavoa. Mal balmum shekein asur b'makriv k'kraven. But we already said that balmum is no good. You can't use balmum as the basis for a kal v'chomer, because a balmum is a problem even in the kohen as being makriv. Yeah, but yotzei dofen yochiach. Yotzei dofen doesn't have that problem. Yotzei dofen, the kohen as being makriv, is allowed to be yotzei dofen. So between the combination of balmum and yotzei dofen, we should be able to learn on our own that a trefa cannot be brought as a karban, because if balmum and yotzei dofen cannot be brought as a karban, even though they are both fine for a hedyot, then for sure a trefa, which is not okay for a hedyot, should not be able to be brought as a karban, and I shouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that a trefa cannot be brought as a karban. V'chazer adin, I should be able to learn from the combination of yotzei dofen and balmum. Lo rizak rizeh, v'lo rizak rizeh. Whatever unique characteristic balmum has in that it applies to the kohen, well, that's not true of yotzei dofen. Whatever is unique about yotzei dofen, that it doesn't have kedushas bechor, well, that's not true of a balmum. Hatzad shavish ben, what do balmum and yotzei dofen have in common? Shemutarim lehedyot v'asurim legavoa. They're both mutter for a hedyot and they're asur legavoa. So therefore, v'kol shkein trefa shasur lehedyot asur legavoa. A trefa which is asur lehedyot, all the more so, should be asur legavoa. And we're back to our question: why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a trefa is asur l'gavoa? I can learn it from this limud of balmum and yotzei dofen. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Malat had a shavish ben shekein lo hutru michlalan. Tomar v'trefa shutru michlalan. You can't learn a kal v'chomer from the combination of balmum and yotzei dofen, because they do have something in common that a trefa does not have. Because a balmum and a yotzei dofen are never hutar michlalan. Those isurim never go away. But a trefa is hutra michlalan. That there are instances where a trefa is going to be mutter. So says the Gemara, Amle Ravach Breder Vikla Ravashi, trefa shut michlal mahi. Really? Where are we ever allowed to bring a trefa for anything? Where do we ever find such a thing? Say ile ma malika da olas ha'of l'gva. Oh, you'll tell me malika an olas ha'of. When you do a malika, aren't you turning the animal into a trefa? So right off the bat, I would say, no, you're not. You're not turning it. What are you doing when you're doing a malika? You're turning the animal into a nevela, not into a trefa. So Rashi writes, malika trefa hi lechadchila. Lechadchila over here not meaning what lechadchila. It just means in the beginning. That when you start the malika process, before the animal's dead, you know what you've already done by cutting through the back of its neck with your fingernail? You've made it a trefa. Then you continue cutting through and you kill it. And then when you kill it, it becomes a nevela. But it is, you know, there's an interesting question. How related are those two things? Is trefus the beginning of nevelus? Is it, meaning, are the two isurim related? I think they say Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel was about the relationship between trefa and nevela, whether they, well, most 12-year-olds are thinking about, you know, the relationship between trefa and nevela. I think that's what they say. But in order for it to become a nevela, first you made it a trefa. So, balmum nami ba'ofos ishtaruye ishtari. So, by balmum also, by so says the Gemara, yeah, but that malika of olas ha'of is the fact that it's a trefa, a balmum also, but ofos ishtari ishtari. We allow balmum by ofos as well. So don't tell me, oh, balmum and yotzei dofen are things that never have a heter. But trefa is something that you do have a heter because you could use a trefa by malika. No, balmum you can also use for an of. Tamus v'zachus b'behemah v'ein tamus v'zachus b'ofos, because we know the halacha is that the whole din of requiring a tam and not a balmum, the whole din of requiring a zachar and not a nekeva, is only by an olas behemah. But an olas ha'of doesn't have such a din. An of can be a balmum. The only thing an of can't be is a mechusar ever. But it could be a balmum, sa elamalika dechatas ha'of lekohanim. Now, you know what the example of trefa being hutar michlala is? The fact that you do malika not on an ola sa'of, on a chata sa'of, and kohanim get to eat it anyway. The fact that kohanim get to eat it. Says the Gemara, kohanim mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Kohanim, when they get to eat it, they're getting it mishulchan gavoa. They're getting it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's table, and therefore says Rashi v'gabi gavoa ashkan balmum ba'ofos heter michlal iser. And by balmum we have the same idea that there is hutar michlala. So you can't distinguish between trefa on the one hand and balmum on the other hand. You have to be able to say that the tzada shave of balmum and yotzei dofen would have been a perfectly good limud from where we can derive that trefa cannot be brought as a carbon. And therefore, we're back to our question. Why do I need a pasuk that trefa cannot be brought as a carbon? Ve'ela parachachi. Now, we can destroy the limud with the following pircha. Mala atzad ha-shavash mehen, shekein muma nikr. What distinguishes balmum and yotzei dofen on the one hand from trefa on the other hand is that a balmum and yotzei dofen are obvious. You see an animal that's balmum, it's evident. You see an animal that's yotzei dofen, it's evident. So Rashi has to smooth this over a little bit. So he says, muma nikr, she'ein muman pasul ela bagaloi, kedamrina, right, a balmum is only a balmum if it's evident, kedamrina bebechoris perak alelu mumin, v'yotzei dofen mumo nikr di'isle kolava kol yodim. Yotzei dofen is also considered something that's evident because if someone performs a C-section on a ram, a bull, they're going to let it be known. That's something that you're never going to believe what happened on my farm today. I performed surgery, I did a C-section, so that's considered nikr, even though it's not nikr la'ayin, that the baby walking around is the yotzei dofen, but that farmer's going to say, you see that baby, you know how that baby came into the world, so that's considered nikr, as opposed to trefa, toma b'trefa, shekein ein mum nikr. People could be walking around as a trefa. You have these, professional athletes that look like they're totally fit and everything is perfect, and there was some defect in the heart that they didn't know about, and they dropped dead on the court or something like that. So you have people could be, an animal could be walking around as a trefa. You'll never know until it dies. You'll never know that it was a trefa. So mishum hachi yitzrichra. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a trefa cannot be brought as a carbon. Says Mar, trefa mehachanafka. But wait a second. Okay, so now you've proven to me that I need a pasuk. But did we quote the right pasuk to tell me that treifa cannot be brought as a karban, meaning we quoted a pasuk of mina bakar to tell me that treifa cannot be brought as a karban. Is that really the pasuk that teaches it? Mehasal nafka mi mashke Yisrael mina mutu li Yisrael. Isn't it derived from the pasuk of mashke Yisrael? And not only that, mikol asher yavar tachas hashevet nafka prat le treifa sheino veres. From the pasuk kol asher yavar tachas hashevet implies that it's got to be an animal that's got a lot of life to it, that's able to be yavar tachas hashevet. So I have three psukim that seem to tell me that a treifa cannot be brought as karban. So we had a hard enough time over the last amud and a half trying to figure out why I need one pasuk that treifa cannot be brought as a karban. But now I've got three psukim to contend with. Why do I need three psukim to tell me? Says Mar Tzricha, Di'imi Mashki Yisrael, if we only have from Mashki Yisrael, Havamin Elamuteicha Deloha Yisrael Shasa Kosher, Dumya Da'olav Kilei Akerem, I would have said, yeah, that when is a treifa not going to be able to be brought as a karban if it was born a treifa? It was never kosher. Just like Arlen Kelei Kerem, which are also mentioned in that pasuk, they were born that way. Aval Haisel Shasa Kosher Ematis Kasher, but something that once had a Shasa Kosher, I might think could be kosher. Kas Rachmana Kol Asher Yavar, meaning I would think that it could be kosher, even though right now it's a treifa. That's why I need a second pasuk, Kol Asher Yavar. That if it's a treifa right now, I don't care about its history. If it's a treifa right now, it cannot be brought as a karban. V'Kas Rachmana Kol Asher Yavar, and had I only had these two pasukim, I would think that yes, when is a treifa a problem? Where you violated the halacha, you took an animal that was already a treifa and decided this would make a great carbon and we're makdish it. But let's say you were makdish a perfectly good animal, then it became a treifa. At the time that you were makdish it, it was right to be used as a carbon. So ema tiskasher, I might think that you're allowed to use as a karban. That's why I need minabakar to tell me that no, a treifa can never be used as karban. That's why I need three psukim. One for the etzem adin, that a treifa cannot be used as karban. Second, tell me that even if it became a treifa after it was born. And third, that even if it became a treifa after it was already hukdash, to tell me that you cannot use it as a karban. Okay, new mission now. Echad minchaschotei v'echad kol ha-menachos. Whether it's a minchaschotei or whether you're talking about any karban mincha under the sun, shekamtzan zar, if a zar does the kemitza, non-kohen does the kemitza, or an onen, or a tvul yom, or a mechusar begadim, someone who's not wearing the big day kuna, all the big day kuna. Tzvaris Yisrael says the psul of mechusar begadim includes any psul of big day kuna, meaning, let's say, a kohen gadol who's not wearing the shmona begadim, he's not wearing all the big day kuna gadol, he's only wearing big day kohen hediot. Or he says yisur begadim, someone who decided to accessorize, you know, he decided the big day kuna weren't enough, so he decided to add on an extra begadim. That's also called mechusar begadim. Sometimes kolamosiv goreya, so that's also considered a mechusu begadim in this context, or mechusu kipurim, someone who lacks kapara, meaning he's gotten through most of his tara process, he's just missing kapara, he's just missing the last karban, or shalom rachutz yadav v'raglav, someone who didn't do the washing of his yadayim v'raglayim, which is necessary before doing the avodah from the kiyar, or arel, someone who is an arel. Now that's a tricky word to translate over here. So we know arel means someone who's uncircumcised. But why is he uncircumcised? So Rashi writes when talking about an arel, kohen arel shemes rach machmas mila. What would make a kohen an arel? Why would he be an arel? It must be that he has they have some sort of disease that runs in the family that it's dangerous for him to get a mila. So he's pater from getting a mila, right? Anus rachmanu patre. But Nebuchadnezzar is also an arel, so we feel bad for him. But he's still an arel. He can't do the avoda. Tosfos disagrees with that definition of Arel. Tosfos in Zvachim, it doesn't appear, it was Tosfos in Zvachim, Chav Bezon Bez Kotzra Benutam, that an Arel means a mumar la arelus. You're not called an Arel if you're Nebuch an Arel, if a person, Nebuch has a disease that they can't get a mila. No, it's only a mumar la arelus. The raya for Rashi is that the Gemara over there says about an Arel, the Gemara says, oh, you know, an Arel is somewhat unique as a psul because he's liba l'shamayim. He's at least a religious guy. So Rashi is going to say, yeah, apparently he could be a good Jew and still be an Arel. So it must be that mesuach of machmas mila is what makes him an Arel. So Tos says, no, liba l'shamayim is he's a good guy. He's just so scared of blood. He's afraid to get a bris mila. So it could be that he's a good guy. It's just that, you know, this is his weakness, that he's terrified of blood. That's how the Mitzvah Eson explains how Rabbeinu Tam would understand that notion of Libel Hashemayim. We're talking about a Mumar La'arelus. And we continue the list. Tameh, Kohenus Tameh, or Yoshev, someone who's sitting, or Omer Al-Gabe Kelim, he's standing on top of Kelim, or Al-Gabe Behema, or Al-Gabe Ragle Chavero. If you do Kemitza in any of these, with any of these Psulim Pasul, the Kemitza's Pasul, the Korban's Pasul, the whole Korban Mincha became Pasul. Kamatz bismal, and also if you do kmitza with your left hand, so also it's going to be possible. So Ben Besera Omer Yachzir V'Yachzir V'Yikmatz B'Yamin. Ben Besera says, no, you did kmitza with your left hand, it's not necessarily going to be possible. It's no good, it's not a kosher kmitza. Just take whatever you took out, the kmitza you took out, put it back in, and then do over, do it again with your right hand, do it right this time, and that's perfectly fine. So you can salvage the carbon. It is very interesting, the only case where Ben Besera argues explicitly in the Mishnah is when it's kamatz bismal, not about any of the other psulim. In the Gemara, it's going to be very clear that Ben Besera argues on all of these cases, that in every one of these cases, every one of these psulim, Ben Besera will just say, put it back and do it over again correctly. Azar did the kamitza, put it back, bring a kohen, let the kohen do the kamitza. And Aral did it, put it back, let a mahul come and do the kamitza. So the Rishonim struggled. Tosus was bothered by the kasha. Why does the Mishnah separate out kamatz bismal as if it's a separate psul where the machlokas only applies by kamatz bismal? This machlokas applies by all of these examples of psulim. So Tosa suggests that bismal, there was a svara to say that ben beseru bimoda, that it doesn't work to put it back. Meaning it's the greatest chiddush by kamatz bismal. See, by all of the other psulim, it's obvious that ben beseru would hold, you could put it back and try again. But by smal, there's a reason to believe that it would not be okay to put it back, because smol is something that we do find is sometimes kosher. It's not an all-out psul. There is one avoda on Yom HaKippurim where the Kohen's got to use his left hand. So since there is part of an avoda that's done with the left hand, you might think that kamatz b'smol is not eligible for a do-over, because it's not as it's not that you did nothing. If you did nothing, okay, do-over, do something now. But you did something, b'smol might be considered something. So that's why it's trying to tell me the greatest chiddush. That's what Tulsa suggests, why we separate out kamatz b'smol. Okay, so
b'smol is a psul be'etzem.
What?
Gamir chaveru, that's not teferetz. The vote is a vote psul.
The avoda is an avoda ksheri. Al gabira, it's a chatzitza with the floor of the ezer.
It's not derech sheres.
It's not derech sheres. Okay.
So he explains it. So
right.
Just chosin deferetz.
So.
It's not the avoda's psul. It's just your derech
sheres. No, derech sheres is part of the avoda. I guess that's enough of a psul to say that you're not allowed to. No, I mean, you're trying to say that what you're asking.
It's not fundamentally the kmitza was a decent kmitza. Just you did it in a way that.
Right.
Was,
so apparently we're saying not that way.
That's not right.
That it's not that lacking derech sheres ruins the entire kmitza. Apparently, okay. Let's say you do a kmitza and something else other than flour and oil comes up in your kmitza. You have a little rock or a little pebble, or even lavona. A lot of people don't realize, you know, there are three ingredients for a typical korban mincha. There's solas, shemen, lavona. So you would think that the kmitza can have any of those ingredients. But the halacha is, before they do the kmitza, they move the lavona away. The lavona's on the top, they move it to one side of the kli, and the kmitza can only come from the solas and the shemen. The lavona is then gathered together, put on top of the kmitza, and burnt together with the kmitza, but it cannot become in the three fingers full that you take for the kmitza. And if it does, pasul. If you take a kmitza that has that it has too much, has more than a kometz or less than a kometz, it's going to be pasul. Vezu ha-yeser, how do you take in your three fingers more than a kometz? Shekomtzo mevuretz, you take like a heaping kmitza. V'chaser, and how can it be chaser? Shekomtzo brashe etzbos, if you don't use your palm, you only use your three fingers, you do it incorrectly, so then you're going to have obviously a kmitza that's chaser. Lamali l'mishna echem l'chaskotei v'echa kol menachos. First things first, says the Gemara, the very first line of the Mishnah was, you know, well, if you had to summarize this Mishnah in your own words, what would you say? Every Karban Mincha that the Kemitza was done by a Pasul is Pasul. But it doesn't say every Karban Mincha. It says Echad Minchas Chotei, and also every other Karban Mincha. Well, why would you do that? Why would you single out Minchas Chotei if it's true about every Karban Mincha? So, Lamin the Mishnah Echad Minchas Chotei V'Echad Kol Menachos, Lisni Kol Menachos Shekomtzo Zarva Onein. Say all Menachos that is our Onein, Tami, Tvoliyam, all those things. So it says Mar the Rabbi Shimon, and by the way, just another kasha that Rishonim deal with is once it says Tvil Yom, why does it have to say Tame? Right, Rishonim deal with that question as well. Tvil Yom is like better than a Tame. He's on his way out of the Tumah already. Okay, so the Rabbi Shimon Itzrich, the Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shimon, the Chiddush of saying, of highlighting Minchas Chotei is within Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon tells us here, Masach Chasel, to other places, that the Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Bedinhu, Sheitei Minchas Chotei Tu'un Hashem and Levona. Really, the Karban Mincha that a Chotei brings should require Shemen and Levona. Why should we let him get off cheap? He did an Avera, let him pay for his carbon. If he didn't, let him buy the expensive stuff. Why is it that a Minchas Chotei does not require Shemen Levona? Because we have this other consideration that counters, that tells us, we don't want him to have a nice carbon. Why should he benefit from a nice carbon? And really, a Chatas Chelev, a Chatas that a person brings for doing Navera, should really require bringing Nesachim. Because why should he benefit from doing an avera by having by getting off cheap? So, but ma'ena tuuna. Why is it that a chatas chelev does not require nesachim? Shaloyeh karbanu muhudar. We don't want him to have a nice carbon. So sal kadai dechamina holvam Rabbi Shimon shaloyeh karbanu muhudar. I might have thought that since Rabbi Shimon makes a point of a minchas chotei not being a nice carbon, ki kamtzu lepsulin nami tiskasher, that if a pasul does the kmitz, maybe Rabbi Shimon would say, ah, you see what a low carbon he brings? Even a pasul can do the kmitza. And that will reinforce the point that his carbon is the opposite of muhudar. So kamash mlan. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell me, no, that's going too far. It's still got to be kosher. It doesn't have to be nice, and it's not supposed to be nice, but it's got to be kosher. Ihach, he says, Gemara hasam nami listening. Well, then why don't we say the same thing in the beginning of Zvachim? Echad chatas chela, ve'echad kol ha-zvachim shekiblu daman zar, meaning when the Mishnah Zvachim tells us that if you do any of the avodos of a zevach with someone who's pasul, why does it just say all the zvachim? It should say whether it's chatas or whether it's anything else, and then we should have the same conversation that we're highlighting chatas because Rabbi Shimon tells us he doesn't deserve to have a nice karban. So you might have thought that a pasul person doing his karban is a good thing and is okay. So kamash shalom. Alma kivin de tanale kol. So why don't we say that in Zvachim? Because it already says kol v'lo katani chutz, and it never gives any exception. So kulu mashma. So you know that a chatas is included, and therefore we're stuck with a kash over here. Hachanami kivin de tanale kol v'lo katani chutz. It says kol amenachas in our Mishnah. It doesn't give an exception. So kulu mashma. I already know minchas chote is included. Why do you have to highlight that minchas chote is included? Says Mar Itzrich. Sal kadayt kamina hol v'kimna l'reisha t'lor k'rabishim and sefer. Now, I might have thought that our Mishnah is dafka going against Rabbi Shimon, because the first Mishnah in the Masechta was against Rabbi Shimon. Remember that long sugya that we had, where the first Mishnah in the Masechta said that if you do shalol l'shma, it's kosher, it's just not a l'bailim l'shem chova. We said, ah, that's against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's kosher, and it's a l'bailim l'shem chova. Ah, we had a steer in Rabbi Shimon, three ways of resolving the steer in Rabbi Shimon. But according to two out of those three ways of resolving the steer in Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon. So I might have thought that this Mishnah also, it's true, it says that all menachos, including a minchas chote, if it's done by someone who's pasul, that the carbon's going to be pasul. I might have thought that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with our Mishnah as well. So that's why we dafka have to highlight minchas chote to let it be known that Rabbi Shimon agrees with our Mishnah. Come Ashmalan. Amar Rav, now comes along Rav and he says what sounds like a chiddush. Zor shekamatz yachsir. If a non-Kohen does the kmitza, he has to put back the kmitza that he did and will do the kmitza properly by a Kohen again. So it says Gemara v'anan pasul tanan. But our Mishnah says that it's pasul, which sounds like you don't get a do-over. My pasul achi yachsir. No, pasul just means it's going to be pasul until you do it right. Ihachi haidu ben b'seira. But wait a second, isn't Rav then just repeating the sheet of ben b'seira that appears in our Mishnah where ben b'seira says you put it back and you do it over again? Says Gemara idi say the comments bein elo pligi rabbanan le ben b'seira. If the comments is still around, even the rabbanan would agree to ben b'seira, you could put it back. Ki pligi de chaser comments. The whole machlokas is let's say the comments isn't here anymore. Rabbanan savri lo yavi mitoch beisli v'malenu. The rabbanan say you can't go home, get more ingredients to fill in the missing ingredients of the mincha and then do a kmitza again. Ben b'seira savri yavi mitoch beisli v'malenu. Ben b'seira will say yes, you can. Ihachi ben b'seira omer yachsir v'yachzor. Well, then why does Ben Becerra say, put back the kmitza and then do the kmitza again with your right hand? What he should have said is, if his whole point is that you're allowed to go home and get more ingredients, Ben Becerra Omer, Yachzir, V'yavimitok, Beso, V'yimalen of Yachzor, V'yikmos, V'yimin, V'yibayilay. That's what it should have said, that you should go back home. So, Kikamer Rav, Le Ben Becerra. So we're saying, you know what? When Rav says that you could do the kmitza over again, it's only according to Ben Becerra. The Rabbanan would disagree. The Rabbanan would hold that you cannot do the kmitza over again. So says Gemara, well, pshita, well then really, what's Rav telling me? I already know what Ben Becerra says. No, ma'al detema adkan lo kamakshu Ben Becerra l'besmol, av b'shar psulun lo kamashman. This is what we pointed out before. In the Mishnah itself, Ben Becerra only gives you a do-over if you did the original kmitza b'smol. How do I know you get a do-over if you did the original kmitza with a zar and a tameh and a tulyom and a mechus regadim and an arav? So that's what Rav is telling me. All of the psulim, you get a do-over. Mishnah small. Why dafka would small be different? Why would I have a hava mean that small is different? As we mentioned before, dashkal na'achshera b'yom ha'kippurim, because small is mutar b'yom kippur. Zarnami ashkal na'achshera b'shchita. Well, by Zar also we find that there's that b'shchita, a Zar is allowed to do shchita. Well, shchita lavavodi, that's not proof of anything, because shchita is not an avoda. V'lo, v'ha amar Rabbi Zera, amar Rav, shchita's para b'zar psula, v'amar Rav, elazar v'chuka ksivba. Shchita's para is possible by a Zar, and Rav says that the reason you can't do para adum with the Zar is because it's very serious. Sounds like it's really an avoda. Now, shiny para de kache bedek abayis. Para adum is different because it's kache bedek abayis. That's why it's we allow a zar. That's why we don't allow a zar. V'lav kol d'cheinu kachim b'dekabayis b'yikuna kachim isbeach lo b'yikuna. Well, wouldn't that be a kal v'chomer if even kachim b'dekabayis we don't allow a zar? Kachim isbeach all the more so it should be considered an avoda. Amar of shisha b'reid ravidi mididava amaros negayim d'lav avoda ninu u'b'yikuna. Not everything you need a kohen for is an avoda. Maros negayim is not avoda, but it requires a kohen. So shchita is not an avoda. And that's why Shchita is a Kshera bizarre. Okay, Pastor Shem, we'll pick up with Vinelef Mibama tomorrow.